Raptors coming out on the floor first. They have the traveling red jerseys trimmed in black with the white numbers and names. And the home squad, the Windy City Bulls, coming out in their home whites, a little red and black trimming. Red numbers outlined in black. And gentlemen, hopefully we see a good one here tonight.
It's funny, right now, right in front of you got two back-to-back national champions. Archie Diacono won it right before Kenny Meeks won it last year, so it's pretty pretty cool thing to see.
Yeah, it's definitely exciting. Yeah, Archie Diacono had one of the best assists. I don't know if that play was set up like that, but to Josh Hart, that was a great play.
When I talked to Archie Diacono one day walking in the back, they just got done playing against Bryce Johnson when he was down the Grand Rapids. And I was like, how does Bryce Johnson feel about, you know, you guys beating him in the national championship game? And he's like, and we talk about the past, we talk about Josh Hart's, he's like, well, what about my past? And I was like, oh yeah, you did it in the past. He's like, yeah, don't forget about that.
Don't forget about the highlight pass.
Yes. Definitely make sure you remember that part.
And as you and I were talking about, Joey, Meeks was out of bounds on that play underneath the basket against Gonzaga.
speculation.
Sure, he's never heard that one before, right? All right, here we go. Ball tapped in the air, and it's controlled by the Raptors. As we Savage to bring it up, Archie Diacono on him on that right wing, back to the basket, 15 on the shot clock. Tries to slip the defender, goes all the way in, crashing into Felicio, and knocks it in. So that's how we start. Savage attacking the glass, 2-0. 11:40 left to go here in the first quarter. First possession of the game for the Bulls. Archie Diacono, bounce pass inside. That goes to Jalen Johnson, back to the basket, left of the lane. Eddie, bounce pass back down low, low block. Johnson operating with a right-handed hook shot is good, and a tie score, 2-2.
Johnson's going to definitely have to use his size advantage in today's game in order to control down low.
Johnson is 6'9", 230. And the Raptors back with it in the front court, 11-12 remaining in the first quarter. Down the lane with a high-arcing shot that's left short. That was McKinney, rebound cleared by Johnson. Now the quick pass across and right off the fingertips of Jarrell Eddy and out of bounds, it'll belong to the Raptors.
You see the chemistry is a little off between Archie Diacono and Jarrell Eddy, especially with both these guys leaving the team for a expanded amount of time with going to the NBA.
Eddy coming off a 10-day contract with the Celtics, and Archie Diacono, of course, was with the Bulls. Now Cameron Payne is back with the big club and no longer here. Just under 11 minutes to go here in this first quarter. 2-2 game. Raptors with the ball. Inside goes to Miller from the free throw line. Banked it, no good. Archie Diacono with a weak side rebound. And now he'll push it up for the Bulls. Across the timeline, angling right with the dribble. Picks up Savage. Bounce pass now. Felicio gets by his man. Underneath move is good off the glass.
Good move by Felicio to go up and under right under the defender and under the basket.
Quickly back the other way. McKinney with some contact. And Felicio knocks it out of bounds. And his first block.
Just
with
like
authority.
Just like we were talking about, Joey, in the pre-game, I don't think the Raptors have seen a 6'10", 280 Brazilian just yet.
Yeah, Felicio definitely wasn't there the first time they played.
Windy City Bulls with a 4-2 lead, 10:30 left to go here in the first quarter. Savage will hold against Archie Diacono. And now McKinney got caught up. They'll find Meeks left of the lane against Felicio. Lots of contact, banging inside, 7 on the shot clock, fadeaway hook shot, no good. Johnson clears the board. Now the Bulls into the front court. Archie Diacono toward the top. Pass it off left. Eddie, quick trigger on a three. Rimmed in and out. Felicio there for the rebound. And a fresh shot clock here for the Windy City Bulls. 10 minutes to go here in this first quarter. Blakeney passing up. Now Eddie in the near corner. Will launch from there. Three is too strong. Richardson picks up the rebound for the Raptors.
So slow start for Eddie. Definitely need to pick it up. This team mounts. Oop, and we got a charge right away.
And McKinney going inside, a little out of control. And the first foul of the game, offensive variety here for Alfonso McKinney.
McKinney, a little homecoming. He was a Windy City Bull last year. Actually tried out for the team for $150, ended up making the team, and then played his way into a two-way contract this year with the Toronto Raptors, now Raptors 905 also.
The American dream. Now Blakeney. Quick pass. Eddie from the corner, a three is good.
That's definitely Jarrell Eddie's bread and butter. You get him in that corner, he'll shoot it. He can get hot real quick.
And his release is so quick. He's getting the ball and it's in and out real quick.
5-point Bulls lead, 7-2, 9:23 to go first quarter. Now Richardson, a crossover move, bounce pass inside, Meeks cleared traffic, goes up and lays it up and in.
That's where Windy City struggles on the perimeter with the guarding. With guarding the perimeter, guys get around him real easy, get to the hoop.
Quickly back the other way, Felicio. Left-hand hook shot rolled off, no good. Rebound by Meeks. Now ahead, here it comes. Savage. Quick cross-court pass, extra pass made. Miller open three, wing, no good. And the ball bouncing out of bounds. It'll be Windy City Bulls basketball. 8:56 to go first quarter. 7-4 Windy City Bulls.
Think Miller's cousin would have made that one? His cousin is Reggie Miller, by the
Reggie.
Way. Let's clarify that. Malcolm Miller's cousin is the great Reggie Miller.
Hall of Famer.
Yes. Great shooter.
Malcolm doesn't have the same ring as Reggie. That's me. Archie Diacono all the way in against
Beautiful.
Savage. Left hand layup, no good. Rebound tapped up and in. I think they'll give that to Felicio.
I really like the aggressiveness of Archie Diacono going to the rim. I really feel like him being with the Big Brother Bulls really helped him out as a point guard.
9-4. Windy City Bulls lead. 8:35 remains. First quarter. Savage picked up the dribble, finds Meeks at the top. He'll hand it right back off. Savage goes between the legs. Top of the key, fake the jumper. And now to Miller, tries to attack baseline. High arc, shot no good. Left short. Meeks there to clear the glass. Missed the layup, but he got it back up on a tap.
Again, though, the presence of Felicio down low is definitely being shown, even though he failed the box out and he gave Meeks that easy tip in. But still, the big man down low is helping out.
Quick pass off. And now Johnson for three from the right wing.
Wow, we won't see one for another three games.
He has been working on those often, though, in the shoot-around. But all he does is shoot the three in the shoot-around.
Just got over 30% from behind the arc with that shot right there. 12-6. Windy City Bulls the lead. Raptors with the ball. 10 on the shot clock. McKinney off the screen. Top of the key. Three. Rim no good. And a banked hard right. Archie Diacono was able to save it inbounds.
Padding the stats, Archie.
And the 6'10 point guard, Felicio, bringing it across. And now Johnson. Lead for Blakeney between the circles. Picked up there by Richardson defensively. Blakeney will hold on to it. Trigger near corner. And Johnson, a desperation three off the window and never even came close. Rebound cleared by the Raptors. All the way down the lane as Savage had his pocket picked. It's out of bounds. And it'll be Windy City Bulls basketball. It went off the leg.
I'm still questioning why Johnson chucked that shot. There's still 4 seconds left in the shot clock. He had plenty of time to pass it around, kick it out somewhere else, find a better shot.
Well, being in that corner is a little hard to get off the ball to somewhere around the other side of the floor.
Pulls the ball and a six-point lead. 7:08 to go here in this first quarter. One-hand pass, Blakeney. Working against Richardson, takes it baseline. Jump pass now, Johnson spotting up for a near wing three. Off the heel of the rim, no good. High rebound. Taken down by McKinney. It'll leave it now for Savage as they get across the line. Savage near elbow. Now to Meeks. Free throw line jumper is good.
That's just too easy right there for Meeks. That's pretty much a layup.
Kennedy Meeks with six. Bulls lead is four. 12-8. 6:35 left to go here in this first quarter. Leading scorer Blakeney has yet to take a shot. Triple team there off to Johnson now on the wing. Trying to split a defender. Goes inside, kicks it back out. And now Eddie, a follow-away shot from 12. Banks no good. Richardson the rebound for the Raptors. Richardson, stutter step dribble, goes to the baseline. Now mid-post is Meeks facing up against Felicio. And he'll get it back from Miller. Put one up from 18 and score.
Got to go after it. He made one of those shots just in the same distance. You got to learn from that and just go and get him. Block that shot.
Meeks with 8 of the Raptors' 10 points. And a timeout call by the Windy City Bulls. We'll take one right alongside of them here. 12-10, Windy City Bulls lead here. 6:01 remains in the first quarter. As we get set to start the second quarter here at the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates. As the home team, the Windy City Bulls lead 27-16. And guys, good sharing of the basketball. You look at the made field goals, 11. 9 have come on a result of an assist.
And if you look right there at the bottom, the man back in town, Archie Diacono, 6 of those.
Well, what I'm pretty impressed with, I mean, the Bulls aren't a great three-point shooting team. Every starter has made one three-pointer except for Cristiano Felicio, but you wouldn't expect a 6'10 guy to be draining it from outside unless you're Kevin Love.
Well, they ran the point for a while. Why not, right? Alex Hamilton has checked in for the first time for the Bulls. And that shot by Eddie is missed. And Thompson clears it. Ahead now to Berry for the Raptors. To the top, Iverson, and out of the left corner, a three ball up, no good by Best. Rebound contested for, Iverson keeps it inbounds.
Good defense.
Trapped in the corner, ball to Keene into the backcourt. That should be an over and back.
And it will
and
be.
It is.
That's great defense. You can hear Coach Charlie Henry screaming to his player, hands, 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 and keep those hands out, keep those hands up. What do they say, hand down, man down.
So, Karan Iverson is in. Yes, he is the cousin of the truth, the answer.
So we've got two cousins of some pretty good basketball royalty.
Absolutely right.
said he wore 3-3. So yes. Iverson wore 3, and then three. Miller wore 1-3, and Reggie wore 3-1.
31. So. Just flip them around.
Joe, you are blowing my mind.
Well, actually, Andy gave me that one earlier.
We were discussing that before the game, but it's all good. Mulder up for a 3 from the near wing and splashes that one down.
God, he shot that one all the way from downtown.
What's downtown Hoffman Estates?
Yeah, let's do downtown Chicago.
Okay, there we go.
Somewhere on I-90. 30-16, Windy City Bulls in front. And an offensive foul.
Two Canadians right there, Keane and Best.
So the Bulls will take it once again here. 10:50 to go here in the first half. And a comfortable 30-16 lead.
Oh.
Eddie had that one slip right out of his hands off the backboard, almost went in.
Nearly made that. Oh my gosh.
That might have made SportsCenter's not top 10, top 10, one of those.
And Thompson comes back in, and Harris just took it away from him. All the way in now to give it go, and Harris with a left hand flush.
And we got the brother of Tobias Harris, Tyler Harris, finishing up for us.
The Bulls definitely do succeed in the transition.
They do both of them, they excel and succeed.
It's a new word.
And now a turnover again. Hamilton on the push into the front court. He beat all his teammates up, but a nice bounce pass inside. Harris will miss the layup. And the rebound taken out of there by Davian Berry.
So Windy City showing their defensive side.
And now Keane, long range three, left wing good.
Well, the Bulls have made Jerry Sackhouse sit on the bench with no answers. He's rubbing his chin trying to find something to put together for this Raptors team.
32-19, Windy City Bulls, the lead and the basketball. Inside again is Harris, but out of bounds. After fumbling the ball a couple of times, there was Hamilton. And some changes for both clubs. Laquan Edwin checking in here now for the first time for the Raptors.
Gotta watch out for Edwin, he's a pickpocketer. Set the NCAA record in D1 with 3 steals a game, which is a very high average, and also he's averaging 1.7 this year.
Long three is missed by Edwin, and the rebound cleared by the Bulls. Hamilton angling to the left, top of the key, Davis swing it right. Eddie having a couple of hard dribbles there right on the Bulls logo at the top of the floor, and the ball was picked by the man you just talked about, Edwin, but it goes out of bounds. They'll stay with the Bulls with 5.6 to go on the shot clock.
See, that's what we were talking about earlier. This defense of the 905 Raptors is so keen. They know exactly how to pickpocket other teams and really make it a hassle for them to try and get some offensive generated.
And their communication is really good. If you guys can listen to the conversation they're having, they're calling out the screens up high, letting their guys know there's someone coming to pick them off.
Harris didn't realize about the shot clock. Now has to hoist one from the top of the key. Hit the front rim. No good. And Richardson and Thompson, that is, takes down the rebound. Here comes Iverson into the front court. High right-hand dribble. Kick it off to the corner. A three ball goes up by Berry. No good. Iverson there for the rebound. Missed that shot. Got it back again. Window no good. Rebound tapped. Berry's got it inside. And now they'll kick it back to the top. Edwin will launch a three and splash that one down.
For a while, it looked like they were playing volleyball instead of basketball. Just lobbing that ball around.
And now back quickly is Hamilton, had that ball stolen away. And again, here comes Edwin. Kick it off to the left side. Three ball by Iverson is no good from the far corner. But Keane there for the weak side rebound.
Windy City's struggling to get rebounds right now.
And now Edwin, 5 to shoot. Corner, three ball short by Iverson, and the rebound cleared by Eddie for the Bulls.
Raptors are a better rebounding team than the Windy City. Raptors 45.9 per game, Windy City just 42.
Spot up right corner threes, good by Eddie on a nice setup.
Definitely some much needed points. And like we said earlier, in the corners, Jarrell Eddie's bread and butter.
35-22, Windy City Bulls the lead. 7:50 to go in the second quarter. Berry all the way inside, had a shot blocked. But also a blocking foul is called.
Tyler Harris holding that leg, he injured. He just came back from a left leg injury.
And Harris will pick up the foul.
Definitely don't want to see him go down. He was just starting to hit his stride too before that injury. Now he's coming back, he's still trying to find his legs again.
So a first team foul here in the second quarter on the Windy City Bulls.
Still trying to figure out the call from the ref, it seems like Harris is.
Berry's first of two is good.
Berry had a season-high 29 points against Canton on the 17th of January.
Looks like Johnson's coming in for Davis.
One more free throw here for Davion Berry, who played his college ball at Weber State.
Isn't that where Damian Lillard went, Weber?
I think it might be.
I believe so. I believe he's a Weber State, small college guy.
Hamilton, bounce pass to the top, Harris. And off now, Hamilton once again. Johnson will swing it to the left side, a little flip pass to Eddie. Right back to Johnson, back to the basket. Goes Euro step inside, flings one up off the rim, no good. And Edmund there for the rebound for the Raptors.
And Ryan Fahey just confirmed Damian Lillard did go to Weber State. There we go.
They don't call him the best executive producer in the business for nothing. There's a steal. And Mulder all the way with a thundering right-hand jam.
I'm sorry, is Mulder now Zach LaVine? That was a very athletic dunk.
See, his family's happy about it, sitting right across Dad in the white right there, wearing the Kentucky white and blue. Because he went to Kentucky.
He did go to Kentucky. Back door and a steal there by Mulder.
That's two steals in a row.
I said earlier in the game, his offense has been great, but his defense has been amazing.
37-23, Windy City Bulls lead. 6:45 to go here in quarter number two. Harris, nice spin move in the lane, trying to force contact. We'll dish it out. Eddie, a quick trigger three. Right wing is good.
I definitely like seeing how the Bulls are taking advantage of these turnovers by the Raptors and coming up with some points.
Yeah, you certainly have to make the other team pay for missing an opportunity on the offensive end. So a timeout called. Full timeout. We'll step aside as well here. 6:31 remains in quarter number two. Windy City Bulls 40. And the Raptors 905-23.